The bridge crosses a small creek at Sandy Beach Park at the start of the borough's trail to City Creek. Local resident Rin Schneider asked the assembly to consider changes for safety reasons.
I see the troll bridge as a safety hazard and liability issue due to the bridge's deck, which is 4 feet above the creek, the intermittent slippery wood decking, and the lack of handrails. While it may be unlikely or infrequent that someone will fall off the troll bridge, the consequences of someone falling off this bridge could be severe injury.
Schneider asked the assembly to set up a process to review her safety concerns and work with community members to come up with improvements to the bridge's structure to make it safer. The bridge and its small red cedar gazebo with moss-covered roof were designed by a local builder, Dieter Close, and finished in 2009. It uses logs cantilevered from either side of the creek to span the waterway. Two sides of the bridge are not connected in the middle and could make it more difficult for a traditional fixed railing. Here's Close in a 2009 interview with KFSK on the trail.
In the whole design, what I came up with to kind of go with the trail was, I thought, wow, a glorified log crossing. I always enjoy that when you're in the backcountry and you want to get across a creek and there's a log and it's a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit spooky, and the log bounces a bit, and I thought, well, this would be good, just a glorified log crossing. I wanted it to bounce to give people a feeling of a little bit of adventure crossing, and the cantilevers were just basically to make it, to give it a bounce, a spring, to make it feel like you're crossing a log, natural log field.
The bridge connects to a trail that's been upgraded by local Eagle Scouts. Portions of it have also been reconstructed and improved by the Petersburg Indian Association. That includes a new trail access that bypasses the troll bridge and trail section into the park. Assemblymember Kurt Wohlhuter thought the troll bridge could be a liability for the borough.
There's been some suggestions that if we deem this as kind of a liability, that maybe we need to close it temporarily until we figure out some sort of way of making it safer. I mean, I understand what the intent was when they originally did it, but, you know, with this litigious society nowadays, anybody could slip and fall off on that, and then we're held liable for it. So,
one option for the concerns could be to seek a risk assessment from the borough's insurance company. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht expected their answer would be that the span could be safer.
We've avoided going that route because it's an incredibly popular Petersburg attraction. It's been there for at least a while. And for every time we start to talk about dismantling it or fixing it, people come get very upset at us.
Assembly members were not interested in having an insurance company come to town for that risk assessment. Here's Mayor Mark Jensen with the manager responding.
I mean, we've had this discussion. It was about something to do with the harbors. And, you know, we could build a bubble over the whole town to protect ourselves. And then, but, I mean, it's like I said, first time I was on that trail was last week. And it was, I'll go back. It was pretty enjoyable. It'd be a shame to see it close down because of safety. You could fall down walking out in the woods.
It's a tough issue. I totally get what everyone's talking about here. I mean, you know, we built a bypass purposely so that people who didn't want to walk on the bridge could go around it. You know, the one thing we haven't done, which I think we are negligent on, which is we probably should put signs up in some fashion and just say, hey, here's the alternate route, you know, and something that says, hey, you know, cross at your own risk type thing.
Parks and Recreation Director Chandra Thornburg said she, Schneider, and the Friends of the Parks and Rec group have been talking about the issue over the past 6 months. She said Close was willing to help update the bridge. The assembly agreed that signs would be a first easy step, and they may direct the borough to take other steps depending on input from Close. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.